If you've been told to pull up your socks, then make sure it's a pair of TNT socks. The TNT shop is now open at tntradio.live. Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
In case you're keeping track at home, my friends, a left-wing person goes on a shooting spree killing innocent children and adults, and the left says, oh, our solution for that is taking away your rights. So let's deal with an examination of our Second Amendment, why it's there, why it needs to be protected, and why the left views it as an enemy to them, to their capture of totalitarian, unchallenged power. Braden Langley is husband, father, proud American, NRA firearms instructor, Second Amendment activist, and a YouTube personality. Man, his videos just, they just light the internet on fire whenever they get out there because it's full of such good information. The show is Langley Outdoors Academy. Braden, welcome to the Chris Salcedo Show. Glad to have you back.
Well, thank you, Chris. Good to be back on here, my man.
The Nashville shooting. We have a lot of information now, 24 hours later. Give me your view from 30,000 feet up.
Well, excuse me. Of course, anytime you see things like this, this is a tragedy on the national proportions. I mean, personally, I'm sure every single person listening to this show right now couldn't imagine the same thing happening to them. And that's an important piece to this. A lot of times people will jump right to the political angle of this, but honestly, my first thought is just tragedy and just sadness. You know, I think honestly, from a perspective of our nation, we obviously have a problem in the country, but the problem isn't our rights. We have a different problem. And, excuse me, and as we kind of go through this, more information comes out, as you said. On my channel, I kind of have a rule on my YouTube channel. I don't really make videos. I don't do anything about it. I let it be out in the environment for a while, and you start to get a lot more information. And what we're starting to find here is starting to look very familiar. It's starting to look very sad. And to be quite honest with you, there's a lot of things coming out that we need to talk about. I mean, to be honest.
Right. Right. And you know what? And that's why the other side, I'm talking about Democrats, I'm talking about Marxists, I'm talking about leftists, collectivist folks who believe in stealing other people's rights to advance their own power and authority. Those people, they don't wait for the facts to come out. That's why they start immediately, before we even knew which firearms were used, talks of removing so-called assault weapons, which you and I both know, assault weapons do not exist for civilian use in the United States. The talk of banning so-called assault weapons, before we knew the facts, is what led the day. And then when the facts come out, there's no examination by the left-wing press over those facts. But you and I, as responsible members of the media, we have to do those examinations. Yes?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And you know, the funny part about this, to the left action, of course, this isn't, there's nothing funny about it. But when you look at what they're doing, for example, let's just look at from the little amount that we know of the arsenal that was involved here, right? You had what they're calling an assault weapon, an assault-style-like weapon, and then a pistol. Okay, well, if you look at what the Nashville PD released, they have one AR, one Kel-Tec, which is a submachine gun, which is basically a pistol carbine, and one was a pistol. Well, two of those three items that are listed don't fall into the category assault weapon.
So, well, wait a minute. Hold on. Because you and I both know that they can't define what an assault weapon is. The closest these panty-wetting liberals have been able to say is, oh, it looks scary. That's what an assault weapon is. If it looks scary, there is no technical designation, and not even their whack job ATF officials can tell us what an assault weapon is. And they do that on purpose because they want to be able to file anything they wish under that term.
Well, correct. And that's kind of where you get into the nitty-gritty of the arguments and where they start to fall apart. I mean, if you go out, like kind of what you said, back to the 30,000 view, I mean, these are our rights. Our rights are not affected by criminals. They're not using our rights as they would be utilized by an average citizen. They are taking advantage of the rights that we have in this country. That's not an answer for taking everyone else's rights away. That's just as simple as it is. This is a horribly tragic scenario. We absolutely have a problem in this country. But the problem is not the fact that we have rights that no one else has in the world. The problem is we have a sickness in our hearts and our minds that seems to be showing up very recently. And there's right. definitely a different contagion because firearms have been here the entire time. So one of these things is new, and it's not firearms. So
correct.
What could be possibly the contagion there?
Correct. Correct. We have had firearms as our right in this country since our founding over 250 years. And then all of a sudden, as the left wing gets more influence in media, as the left wing gets more influence in politics, as the left wing gets more influence in our general culture, then all of a sudden we have mental issues that don't want to be addressed. And then you've got Joe Biden. You've got Joe Biden, whose official position about hardening our schools with armed men and women dedicated to protecting our kids. Here is their official stance, Braden, and I want to get your comment.
When it comes to schools, and I don't know what he said specifically about schools. I know there's been conversation about hardening schools. That is not something that he believes in.
He doesn't. So the Democrats don't believe in hardening schools. Now they believe in protecting our money with men and women with guns. They believe in protecting their worthless asses with guns and men and women with guns, but they don't believe in protecting our children.
Well, there's a lot more to that, Chris, right? So if you break that down, if you've got on the left, whether it's Democrat, leftist, whatever, Marxist, whatever group you want to call it, if your whole party line is the problem is the guns, then you can't allow guns to be the solution because that would imply it's not the guns. So you can't have a solution provided by what you're perceiving and selling as the problem. So you've got to have, well, yes, obviously we could protect students very easily. We have an entire class of people that would be able to do that very quickly, very easily. They have no problem spending trillions of dollars to fund war efforts across the globe. But you're not going to fund anything here to protect the most vulnerable among us because it conflicts with your narrative. And that's actually where the big problem that I have comes in. It's because this is politics over lives. And the sickest part is you've got the conversation. I'm going to go a little broad here, but you've got the conversation of if we can save one life, all of these rights are worth giving away. Well, if we can save one life, you just passed and said that abortion is a right, a fundamental right. Those aren't lives. So it's the lives that you deem that are necessary for your political agenda, but it's not the others. And that's honestly the biggest part that I have and the problem that I have. And when you go down through the information of this Nashville tragedy, you can actually see, like the news is just breaking this morning. They're saying that the reason that this individual chose this location is because the original target was too secure with security who had armed firearms. So there's an easy solution right out in front of you, but you don't want to do that because you just don't believe in hardening schools. That seems a little silly, and that was being generous.
Well, right, because that's your politics getting in the way of finding a solution. Braden Langley is our guest right now, folks. Langley Outdoors Academy. He's a YouTube activist and a Second Amendment activist. So, you know, I think what you just brought up there is crucial to examine. Because the Democrats, because their party is arrayed to being anti-self-defense, they don't want everyday citizens to be able to defend themselves against a totalitarian government, the Democrats' criminal element. So they are prohibited because of their political party and their ideology from considering actual solutions that will work, that work in, under any other application. Let me bring an example. Walls, for example. Walls work, but walls get in the way of their rapid importation of illegal aliens. So the Democrats do not invest in walls because it goes against their politics and would actually solve the problem they don't want solved. And so too is it with guns. Gun-free zones are killing zones. And left-wing crazy people who go on shooting sprees prove that over and over and over again, mm-hmm. do they not?
No, 100%. And in fact, so what you're hitting on is a lot of the, I mean, honestly, it's very astute points that you're building on here. the left goes down this road because I spend a lot of time analyzing all the things that they're putting out, their content. It's kind of like a hive mind. So once you pick up a thread, you can kind of follow it back to the central hive. But the big thing that you're hitting on here is as they go through the entire process of my ideology trumps all other solutions, they don't have any fact to back that up whatsoever. For example, one of their main talking points is more guns equals more gun crime. Well, it takes a very simple Google search to look up the fact that since 1990, yeah, I believe that's the correct one, 1990, gun background checks have gone through the roof at an exponential curve upward. And as that has happened, gun violence, or what they would call gun violence, it's not a real term, it's just a gun, but violent crime has plummeted. Now, there was a spike up, a very small spike, literally a bump in the road on this graph during the pandemic. But you can literally see over a 30-year trend, guns have gone way up. Violent crime has gone way down. And all you have to do is show that graph and go explain it and let them talk.
Yeah.
But they have no answer.
And by the way, Braden, we're having a little bit of a connection issue with your phone, just FYI. I don't know if there's another part of the yard or the house you can get into with a better cell connection. But it is breaking up. It is breaking up a little bit. I just want to let you know. By the way, folks, we're talking to Braden Langley. He is a YouTube influencer, a Second Amendment activist, and a father who believes in protecting his family. And John Lott has been doing wonderful statistical analyses. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the state of Brazil, the nation of Brazil, that went through gun reforms recently.
Yes.
And decided to open up and allow the citizens, this was the former president of that country, allowed for more guns. And what happened to violent crime? It plummeted. I think that
by 35%.
Exactly. So the statistics are out there. You have more citizens able to defend themselves, and that those who are ill-intended, those who are nut jobs, those who are criminals, tend to be less squirrely with firearms when they know they're going to meet opposition. And that goes back to your original observation, and I haven't seen this report yet, so I'm going to take your word on it, that the Nashville police are saying that this individual, this trans individual, decided to go to the Christian Academy because it was less protected.
That's it. Yeah, and I don't want to stress that. That's initial reporting. Obviously, that's not something that I went there and I found personally. That's just what I'm reading from initial reports. But yeah, I mean, if that were, let's just operate under the idea that that's correct reporting, that speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. So now that we have a soundbite of a senator, and I guess I should play it for you just so you can hear it. So she's a left-wing senator in Nashville, and she says, you know, it's time. This is what she calls common sense gun reform. Common sense gun reform, and here's her big idea. Listen to this.
Our gun culture is out of control. And for those who think it's not about the guns, I'll just point out that you can't have gun violence without guns.
So the common sense solution, according to Marxist, Leninist, left-wingers, is to get rid of all guns. That's a common sense solution. And you say, Braden?
Oh, of course. Of course it's their common sense solution. That's their whole point. But, you know, you could that point is one of my favorite points, just because I say, well, if guns didn't exist, nothing bad would happen with guns. And then I would say, well, if governments didn't exist, nothing bad would happen with governments. So, I mean, like, if the sun didn't exist, I wouldn't get a sunburn. It's just silly. It's a silly argument. The fact is, we have rights in this country, and criminals misuse those rights because we are so free. We find a solution, but that solution is not giving up all the rights that people have given their blood, sweat, and tears for.
Yeah, and if frogs had wings, they wouldn't bump their rear ends every time they hopped, right? I mean, that's actually a good way to address this. And you know what, Michelle Tafoya, who is a former sports reporter on the sidelines, you probably have seen her stuff. She gets on Twitter and says the following. Schools are soft targets, which is exactly what you and I are talking about. She says, right. As are churches. Each and every one of them should have an armed resource officer, and how do you pay for it? Well, how about getting rid of a DIE administrator or two, a diversity, inclusion, equity officer or two? Kids see armed police officers in airports, at sporting events, etc. They can handle it in schools. I think she's spot on.
Oh, I completely agree. In a country where we have the blessing and the opportunity, by the way, through our rights that we are talking about, to literally create money through the petrodollar and through the central reserve currency situation that we have going on. We have all of this spending and all this egregious amounts of waste, and we can't curtail any of that to protect our children because we don't want to talk about it, because we have to have our rights infringed in order to achieve a left-wing narrative.
And
that's unacceptable.
I know. And the last thing I want you to address is this. The militant trans folks, and it's not all trans folks, it's just those who are militant, they are calling for a day of vengeance in response to these restrictions on childhood genital mutilation that surgeons and left-wingers are imposing on our children, ruining their lives because they happen to, because of the very gender confusion that left-wingers have introduced. So now that these restrictions are coming into play in various states, the militant trans community is calling for a day of vengeance. And the Democrats say that it's up to Americans to disarm themselves so they can be victims of that vengeance, just like we saw the Christian school be victims of vengeance of a trans person. What would you say to the Democrats' prescription?
Well, the problem with this is, and like you said, I think it's a very important piece as we go into this. All Democrats aren't gun-controlling leftists. All people who have mental issues aren't going to be extremely violent. But the point is, we have the rights in this country that are not going to be taken away because of criminals, because of those who are clearly mentally sick. And you can't affect an entire population's rights. For example, if people kept on getting offended, can we just take away the First Amendment? Because you know what? The government will make sure and tell us what's okay and what's not okay to say. Because we have that going on right now in Europe, across all the different liberal democracies, and they don't have the same Bill of Rights that we do. You can look elsewhere in the globe and see what happens when the government takes abject control of its population for the safety of all.
Yeah.
The point is, we have a unique American perspective. We have a freedom and a resilience and a independence that is requiring our rights, and we will preserve those rights, but the solution is not to disarm ourselves and get rid of all of our rights because people take advantage of them. The simple part is you have to be active, you have to be politically active, and you have to be not afraid to talk or put out a tweet about, hey, I disagree with this. Be respectful, be polite. But I promise you, everyone listening, there are a lot more people who are looking at this going, this is not the way to go here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if you guys get active, if you are politically astute and you see what's going on, you can make this change, this difference, and you'll take away any power that they have in the future to do this.
Folks,
that's a huge part of it.
Folks, what you've got to know, and this is to all you left-wing nut jobs, all of you Democrats, all of you collectivists here in the United States and around the globe, what you have to understand is part of being in a free society is accepting that some people will abuse that freedom. But the solution has never been to punish those and take away other people's freedoms when that happens. You punish the offenders, right? And that is a mature and adult way of looking at it, which is why Democrats and left-wingers don't have that attitude. Braden Langley, will you tell the folks where they can find your fine offerings on the web?
Absolutely. Jump onto YouTube and type in Langley, L-A-N-G-L-E-Y, and it will pop up quickly. It's called Langley Outdoors. Get in there. Make sure you subscribe. Like the video. Share the videos, because we got some freedom to pass on to our next generation. My beautiful people, thank you so much.
Amen.
To the Chris Salcido Show.
Amen. Braden Langley, thank you very much, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, sir.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. More of your reactions coming in. You know what? The good news is here, folks, is that since the left wing went political right away, they opened the door for me to respond to them. That's one positive aspect, and I think all the rest of you should be on board doing the same. They want to get in our faces and saying, oh, a criminal goes crazy. That means I got to take away your rights. Well, guess what? We get to tell them, no. A criminal goes crazy, you punish the criminal. You thwart the criminal. You don't thwart law-abiding citizens. I'll be right back to Chris Salcedo's show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Lynn Shaw.
So Houston, the government stepped in because failing grades. And they were also, the government, not happy with all of the programs for disabled kids. They were not up to par. Now, it's fair to say, pre-pandemic, pandemic, now, education system lacking behind. Easily, kids are at least a year behind. Now, here's the problem. This is mostly the majority house is Republican. So the Democrats are fighting, again, that weaponization, which does not belong in the school classrooms and all that. But what do you do when it's a failing school system? And of course, the ACLU, they stepped in and they're fighting because they want everybody to have freedom. The problem with Houston is, and this is what we really have to look at, and people are afraid to really go near this point, but I'm going to mention it. The public school system in Houston is 90% made up of children of color, Black, Hispanic. And why not be able, in my warrior's dream world, can you imagine school choice for these kids? Who could really, you know, flower in this environment?
Lynn Shaw on TNT Radio.
Let's take advantage of the freedoms that we have while we have them to advance the kingdom's objective, to be salt and light.
Freedom is hard. Election security involves you, involves the voters.
This election for people of faith is vital that we see a change, because the war against Christians is at an all-time high.
Transparency is the key not only to having honest elections, but to maintaining public trust in those elections.
Our ability to vote is not being withheld from us. No one's trying to stop you from voting.
The one place the American people can have a say is at the ballot box. That's why the Democrats and the far left are working so hard to get rid of all election integrity.
We cannot let our elections be anything but transparent. It is at the very heart of freedom in a free society.
And if we lose America, I mean, it's all over, because the world has looked to America for hope.
Free and fair at salemnow.com.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Welcome back, everybody. You found the Chris Salcedo Show. This is your radio republic. Unlike your current federal government, your views are heard, listened to, and addressed right here on this program. The greatest risk that we have living in a free society is that some people will abuse that freedom. The solution isn't to get rid of freedom. Now, that's what Democrats say. That's what these left-wingers are saying. But mature thinking adults understand that you don't punish innocent people, the law-abiding. You don't take away people's freedoms because somebody abuses the freedom. You punish those who abuse the freedom. The shooter's dead. The shooter's dead. And now it is up to us to come up with solutions that will thwart future shooters. You guys tell me what's more appropriate, what's more effective. Getting rid of all guns, what's more possible? Getting rid of all guns, or protecting our children the way we protect our money and the way we protect our worthless politicians? 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. I notice you folks on TNT Radio are eerily silent about this. I understand you folks across the pond, other parts of the world, this has already been settled. Your rights have been stolen from you, and you allowed it. Just like Nazi Germany allowed it. Just like every country who has been taken over by despotism has allowed it. And this debate may be uniquely American. But it's just like the Democrats, they come in and they use government to pervert our capitalist system, and then they blame capitalism. The same goes with this concept. They introduce mental illness and instability and chaos, and then they blame people's rights for what they've done. It's the Salcedo Show axiom, folks. Liberals possess qualities in abundance that they often project onto others. They classify themselves as tolerant, but really they're intolerant of any other view other than their own. Let's get out to Steve. Steve, welcome to the Salcedo Show. What do you say about all this?
Brother Chris, it's a beautiful day in Houston, Texas.
That's the rumor.
So make no mistake about it, they are murdering children for the gun grab. And the gun grab is necessary. Let's not forget that this Injustice Department and the FBI want to list as terrorists anyone who attends a Trump rally. So I'm watching yesterday and I see this school shooting and I'm there with a couple of friends and I immediately said,
Christian school shooting, by the way.
Yeah, Christian school.
Yeah.
I immediately said that unless the shooter is black, Latino, an illegal, or a member of the Rainbow Mafia, we are about to be treated to wall-to-wall gun grab porn 24/7 for months. And then it occurred to me that that wasn't necessarily true because in short order, we found out that this was a deranged lesbian who thinks that she can pretend to be a man and the rest of us are supposed to play along with that delusion. And I realized right then and there that what they had was something I'm going to call transphobo de-weaponization, because we're bigots and hateful because we refuse to recognize a mental disorder as something to which we need to bow down. It's our fault this mentally ill woman lost her mind. And the gun grab being necessary, if there were no guns, she could not have gone into the school to carry out these evil plans. And by the way, I saw the same reports. She did, in fact, in her diary, decide against the first school because it was heavily armed. Now, to prove my point about this transphobo de-weaponization, I'm watching Faux Noise, Fox, not really news.
Right.
Controlled uniparty pablum.
Yes.
And there's Jessica Tarlov. And honest to God, she draws a comparison between drag hags assaulting children being better than armed guards at schools because the armed guards traumatize children.
Oh, good grief. Well, hold on a minute. Let me get you to comment on this. Just 2 weeks ago, on national television, Jane Fonda called for the murder of pro-life Christians. Just 2 weeks ago, a member of the American left wing called for the murder of pro-life Christians.
Yeah, Hanoi Jane.
We can't examine that, can we? Because she's a member of the left, right?
No, because she's as filthy a piece of scum as Songbird McCain or John Kerry, Lizard Tongue Kerry, ever were. And they can call for our murder all they want.
Hey, Steve, remember, I gotta scoot to a break, buddy. I went a little long in the last segment, so I'm going to scoot to a break. But I appreciate the observation. And I've got somebody that wants to talk about Sheila Jackson Lee, folks. She is a longtime member of Congress who, by the way, believes that the United States has sent astronauts to Mars. She wants a new job, folks. So I'll try to address that. I know this has been dominated with Second Amendment talk today, and rightly so, our focus has been on another national tragedy brought on by left-wingers. But I want to get more of your phone calls in, and then we want to address what's going on with Sheila Jackson Lee. It's all coming up. Again, TNT, here we're going to break. To make up for one of the breaks we kind of missed, we went a little long talking with Braden. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. It's the Chris Salcedo Show on the Voice of Texas and TNT Radio. I'll be right back.
Great news.
The news.
We have news.
Great news.
Great news.
Great news.
Great news, my friends.
Yeah. Listen.
TNT Radio News.
Matt Boylant here with a look at your TNT headlines. A transgender man has been shot dead by police in the US after going on a shooting rampage at an elementary school in Nashville, killing six people, including three children. Hungary has ratified Finland's application to join NATO after lawmakers voted to support the country's accession to the Western Military Alliance. And Germany ground to a halt on Monday as hundreds of thousands of public transport workers walked off the job in protest of poor pay.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
In the ambulance, Michael says to me, "Mom, I can't breathe. I can't breathe." And so I yelled, "Help!" I thought I was going to lose him. And in the hospital, within 10 minutes, he just crashed and was put on a ventilator. They put Michael in a medically induced coma, and they gave Michael a 5% chance of survival. Nothing made sense at that point. It just seemed so crazy. I mean, he was fine, and then he wasn't.
Sepsis can cause reduced blood flow, leading to severe tissue damage to arms, legs, and other extremities.
There was no saving Michael's hands or feet. They needed to do two upper amputations and two below-the-knee amputations.
Sepsis causes an average of 38 amputations per day in the United States. To learn more about how to avoid the devastation caused by sepsis, go to sepsis.org.
At SmileTrain, we envision a world where every child with a cleft has the opportunity for a healthy, happy life. Children with clefts often struggle to eat, to speak, even to breathe. Addressing every challenge often requires more than a single surgery. That's why SmileTrain empowers our medical partners to care for the whole patient and provide ongoing, comprehensive cleft care. Comprehensive cleft care includes speech services, life-saving feeding and nutrition programs, psychological counseling, orthodontics, dental care, diagnostic, and hearing services. SmileTrain supports these essential treatments for as long as each child needs to reach their full potential.
Visit SmileTrain.org to donate and change a child's life forever. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
And one last aspect I want to put in, folks. Welcome back to the Chris Salcedo Show on TNT Radio and the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. One other aspect. The militant trans movement is saying that the murderer who slaughtered three innocent babies and teachers is the real victim. Trans Resistance Network issuing a statement saying that the shooter was the actual victim. You can find this on our Twitter page at C. Salcedo Show. At C. Salcedo Show. But that's not the only left-winger out there claiming that the trans individual, the biological female pretending to be a male, is the victim. Andy Ngo, the journalist, reporting that several people on Twitter are showing sympathy and saying that the children got what they deserved because they were Christians. Castro's ghost on Redbeard's bunker, which, of course, this is the level of courage Democrats have. They don't use their real names Because if anybody knew on Twitter who they really were, I would submit to you that some of these Democrats would lose their jobs. Because nobody wants to be associated with such vile, contemptible people. Castro's ghost on Redbeard's bunker writes, I think Tennessee got what it deserved today. You can't victimize people nonstop and expect something and not expect something bad to happen. So, the shooter who killed three innocent children and three adults is the victim, according to Castro's ghost on Redbeard's bunker. Somebody by the name of Teasing Cat. Oh, boy. Teasing Cat. Cat is spelled with a K. I don't condone Audrey Hale's actions, but I understand their outrage, meaning, I guess, trans folks, against an intolerant state that brainwashes children through religious indoctrination. Oh, yes, the hatred of Christianity is palpable from the left, who doesn't want to be judged. So, yes, the shooter is the victim now, according to left-wing nutcases. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSCV. Let's go to New York. Rich, I'm pleased you waited. Welcome to the Salcedo Show on TNT Chris. Radio and the Voice of Texas.
Chris, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Listen, I'm standing there. I'm sorry, and I'm saying, my God, he's hitting all the points that I want to bring up. It's just something you've been talking about, Chris, from from the rafters for so long. And I wrote this down because I was thinking about this yesterday, and I looked at the stories, the news reports that were out there. Notice, and I'm not trying to make light of the situation that this person was evil, but there has to be a moment that caused this whole situation. And what I believe is, Chris, is our education system that is run by the left, especially, Chris, in higher education, since the majority are heavily leftist professors, is pushing this victimhood and gender fluidity normalization agenda that is causing divisiveness and hate and self-hate in the hearts and minds of our young people. These institutions are like powder keg factories, Chris. And then you've been saying that, because if you really look, they're pushing all this normalization. Look, all this transgender storytelling hour.
A transvestite.
Normalization onto us.
Yeah,
we're pushing back. It's causing all these people to lash out, you know,
well,
all these young people.
Rich, it's first off, we got to get the terminology right. It's transvestite story hour.
Right.
We should not be adopting language and observation from crazy people. And those people who make up these terms and bastardize our language, I refuse to conform. That's why they hate me. I refuse to conform. So it's transvestite story hour. It's grown men who believe that they are women.
Right.
They can suffer their delusions if they wish. I don't have to play along.
Right. But you see what I'm saying, Chris, that they're pushing this victimhood. They're saying, you see that they don't like you. You see, you know, the schools, the professors, you know, they're putting it in the minds of these people. And I'm telling you, Chris, they're going crazy. I mean, this is not the first time. There's been incidents of a transgender individual shooting. I think there was a shooting in Dallas. I'm not if I remember.
Well, yeah, there was a few years ago, but that was a Black Lives Matter, another twisted Marxist movement, Black Lives Matter related shooting, where a gentleman wanted to kill white cops.
Right.
A racist left-wing nutcase wanted to kill white police officers, but that's okay. We can and there were folks out there who tried to make him the victim, even folks in Dallas.
But that's my point, Chris. The schools are putting this division. They're putting these things in these minds of. It's like putting this hate-filled, ideology in people's minds that they're going out and, you know, seeking an outlet. You know, I mean,
Rich,
it's crazy.
I got to tell you, the worst mistake this country ever made was allowing the government to educate our children.
Yes, it's It's crazy, Chris, and I'm telling you, when is it going to end? I mean, we have to take back our education system.
Well, you know what? The best way to do that is to give parents choice. And you know what? Say a parent says, I want to check out this government-run school run by Beijing Biden and his left-wing crazy party, and they don't want to protect children. And then I look over here at this private school or parochial school, and they have an armed guard that is there protecting. Where are you going to send your kid? Right? We deserve that choice. We deserve that choice. Rich, thank you very much for the call. And that is a message to all of you folks in Austin. Don't let the government, through taxpayer dollars, get their meat hooks into private education or into homeschooling. You stop that, but you give the parents a choice. And we can choose between Joe Biden's unprotected schools, his refusal to quote-unquote harden our schools, and then we can choose to send our kids to schools that behave responsibly when they're not under government control. More of your calls coming your way. The break's a little wonky this morning, folks, because of the first interview. But don't worry, we'll be back. We'll wrap the show up coming up next. You got the Chris Salcedo Show. I am your liberty-loving Latino on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
De-weaponizing weather with reality and perspective.
Why are the Western democracies letting themselves be bullied by their own leaders when it comes to carbon dioxide? It is absolutely infuriating to see what is going on. And you want to know something? It's the fault of the people who are not actually looking at what is happening and just accepting what is going on. China, by far, is the greatest contributor of CO2. And if you want to blame CO2 for the warming, it's China you look at. Since when has anyone stood up to China about trade policy, about COVID, about child labor? And yet they just get away with building 2 coal plants a week. And what of the European Union? They're also decreasing their carbon emissions with the United States. Both are well less than 50% of China. So why are the leaders of these countries bullying their own people? Turn around and stop China and take a stand against China if you truly believe that CO2 is causing all this. I suspect there are other reasons, though. This is TNT Climate and Weather Watchdog meteorologist Joe Bastardi asking you to enjoy the weather. It's the only weather you got.
Challenging the consensus and debunking the narrative. This is Viewpoint.
Great water infrastructure can transform vast areas of land from a dust bowl to an oasis. The Snowy Mountains scheme in Australia was a fine example. It paid for itself many times over in billions of dollars worth of agricultural production in the Murray-Darling Basin. In 1984, at the direction of the Queensland State Government, 4 of Australia's leading hydraulic engineering firms investigated a revised Bradfield scheme. Based on this study, the government's Office of Northern Development estimated the scheme would have a net capital cost of $2.49 billion and would produce an annual gross revenue, value of production, of $2.02 billion. Therefore, the scheme would pay for itself in less than 2 years. In recent years, Sir Leo Hailsha and Sir Frank Moore have championed a revised Bradfield scheme to divert floodwaters from northern Queensland into the Murray-Darling Basin.
Chris Salcedo on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Glad you made it back, everybody, here to the Chris Salcedo Show. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. One more call on the Democrats' gun grab, and then I want to get to Sheila Jackson Lee. Kathleen, glad you waited on the Chris Salcedo Show and TNT Radio. What's going on?
Hey.
Yes, hello, Kathleen.
Can you hear me?
I got you. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Said it better than anybody I've ever heard say it. When the Democrats can't or choose not to, is the better way to put it, stop the fentanyl, stop the drug cartel, stop everything that they're doing to harm our country, yet they want to take our guns. It's a fallacy. And I said from day one, all they need to do, it's simple, all they need to do is put armed guards at every single school with maybe two exits, but have to have metal detectors, have to have guns and armed guards at each of those two posts in case of a fire or an emergency so that there's a second exit. But they don't want to do the common sense thing because common sense isn't so common anymore.
Right. And you know what? The reason why we have to do this is to combat what they have done to this society. They are responsible for the moral decay in this country, and then they want to say that we have to give up our rights because of the moral decay that they have themselves inspired. And I'm not in the mood to play this game anymore. I'm not.
Right.
And you know what? Okay. You brought up a lot of good points about entrance, egress, and all of that, about making sure that there's a proper flow, a safe flow. But you're right. Every single time one of these shootings happens, you've got former military, former police, and just normal everyday citizens who are willing to go get trained to protect our children. And Democrats say, nope, that doesn't meet our goal of getting rid of the population's ability to resist us. And that's their, make no mistake, Kathleen, the Democrats want no opposition to complete totalitarian government control, because that's who they are. That's who they are.
Straight out of the books from Hitler, right?
Yeah, well, among other things, among the despots throughout history, it's the same playbook. And the thing about Democrats is, and this is why putting them in charge of GovEd is so dangerous, Kathleen, that they make sure that our kids aren't given the proper historical instruction, because the Democrats have learned this long before conservatives did, that if you fail to learn the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat it. And a lot of these Democrats want to repeat these mistakes of history, and they don't want anybody with the knowledge to stand up against them.
Right.
That's why that's why they won't teach history in school, because they're terribly afraid your kids will learn from it.
Right.
Thank you, lady. Hey, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, as always. Let me get to Dave.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You have a blessed day as well. Let's get to Dave in North Houston. Hey, Dave. Glad you made it here, the Chris Salcedo Show on The Voice of Texas.
Hey, Chris. How's it going?
You know, for a day after the wanton slaughter of children, I guess it's okay.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh,
yes.
God. My heart and prayers goes out to the families of the victims of these people, because they lost children. They've lost, you know, family members, and they're not going to be able to hug and love those peoples, and especially the children.
And what do you think about the left-wingers out there saying that it was the biological female who pulled the trigger and slaughtered those people, saying that they were the victims, that actually she was the victim and not the children and the innocent adults?
I don't want to speculate on a murder, but
I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to respond to the Trans Resistance Network, to these individuals on Twitter, these left-wing crazy people who are blaming the Christians, like this guy David Pakman, like who are blaming the actual victims, saying that they deserved it. Here's a left-wing Democrat, Castro's ghost on Redbeard's bunker. I still think Tennessee got what it deserved today. You can't victimize people nonstop and expect something bad not to happen. So he's blaming Christians.
Wow.
And holding the murderer blameless.
Well, this is an attack on Christianity in America.
I believe it is. And you've got these people with a day of vengeance that the left wing is calling for in response to dialing back childhood genital mutilation. I mean, it's really sick how the left wing gets to be as violent as they want to be. You've got Jane Fonda, a Democrat, a left-wing Democrat, calling for the murder of anybody who's pro-life, Dave. It's sickening. You wanted to talk about Sheila Jackson Lee. Speaking of sickening, go ahead.
I hope to pray to God. I hope to pray to God that she will not be elected mayor of the city of Houston.
Oh, she's already in, dude. She's already in. Because Houston, I know it is, but Houston believes in putting the least qualified people into positions of authority because the vast majority of Houston are Democrat voters. And you don't vote based on qualifications if you're a Democrat voter. You vote based on checking arbitrary boxes. And Sheila Jackson Lee is one of those individuals who checks a lot of boxes. You know, she believed that we already sent astronauts to Mars. So she has the mental capacity that most Democrats covet. She is a member of the African-American community. She checks that box. And she's a left-wing crazy person and will basically continue Houston's decline and pro-criminal policies and anti-citizen policies, turning Houston into Austin in short order. So, yeah, she's already in, man. She's already in. Let's see. Well, it looks like we got Greg calling in. Greg, welcome to the Salcedo Show. Got 2.5 minutes. Go.
It looks like everybody's playing the victim card, yourself included. They hate Christians. That's playing the victim card. Don't get...
I wasn't playing the victim card. I'm sorry. No, hold on. That's unfair because I was reading from Twitter their own verbatim words. So for putting this on me for objecting to that sick and twisted. I'm sorry, Greg. Do you agree with the sentiment articulated by these left wingers?
No. I agree.
Do you agree with them?
The victimhood, the sentiment. No, but this is America. This is freedom of speech.
I didn't say they didn't have the. No, wait a minute. That has nothing. Freedom of speech has nothing to do with it. Do you agree with David Pakman, a left-wing host, who says very surprising? Let me repeat it because I want you to go on record.
Okay.
Very surprising that there would be a mass shooting at a Christian school, given that lack of prayer is often blamed for these horrible events. Is it possible they weren't praying enough or correctly, despite being a Christian school? Now, you tell me, Greg, do you agree with that sentiment?
Who's saying that?
His name is David Pakman. He's a left-wing opinion host on the David Pakman Show. It's spelled P-A-K-M-A-N. He's been a guest on this show, as a matter of fact, because as you know, I offer left-wingers a platform here. That's his sentiment. Do you agree with it?
That there wasn't enough prayer?
Do you agree with him saying they weren't praying enough or correctly despite being a Christian school?
I don't even understand what he's trying to say. What's his point? Is his tongue-in-cheek?
No, his point is he's blaming the Christianity.
In the month of Ramadan, a month of prayer.
He's blaming Christianity is what he's doing. He's blaming Christianity. What about the Trans Resistance Network? They're saying that the shooter was the victim.
I am not a church and stater. I am separate church and state. The law is the law.
I'm just asking you, do you agree that the shooter, do you agree with the left wingers that the trans shooter was the victim?
No. I believe he broke or she broke the law or they or whatever they.
No. She, you were right. And I got the music. I got the music playing. Greg, I hope you can call up earlier because you and I can end a member of the right and a member of the left, we can agree that blaming the murderer is the right thing to do and blaming the victims is the wrong thing to do. Folks, gotta go. See you tomorrow, the Chris Salcedo Show on The Voice of Texas.